UK authorities have issued arrest warrants for two men they allege attempted to assassinate a former Russian spy on British soil. Police have released pictures of two Russian nationals who they say flew to London in March and allegedly used a military-grade nerve agent to attempt to kill Sergei Skripal. With more, here's Europe correspondent Linton Besser.
After months of digging, UK authorities say they've found their men. And Prime Minister Theresa May says they're Russian spies.
The government has concluded that the two individuals named by the police and CPS are officers from the Russian Military Intelligence Service, also known as the GRU.
The alleged agents have been identified as Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Boshirov, although authorities believe they are likely aliases for the men who entered the UK on Russian passports. Police say CCTV shows how they rehearsed and then carried out the attack over a weekend in March this year, first travelling to Salisbury and then returning the following day and spraying the nerve agent Novichok on former spy Sergei Skripal's front door. Assistant Police Commissioner Neil Basu.
We now have sufficient evidence to bring charges in relation to the attack on Sergei and Yulia Skripal in Salisbury, and domestic and European arrest warrants have been issued for the two suspects.
Both Mr. Skripal and his daughter Yulia survived the attack, but another woman, Dawn Sturgis, who was later exposed to the nerve agent by accident, died. Police say she came into contact with the Novichok after her partner, Charlie Rowley, discovered the perfume bottle that was carrying the deadly substance.
We've now linked the attack on the Skripals and the events in Amesbury, which affected Dawn and Charlie. We do not believe Dawn and Charlie were deliberately targeted, but became victims as a result of the recklessness in which such a toxic nerve agent was disposed of.
Moscow has repeatedly denied the allegations and today said the names of the men mean nothing. In March, 27 countries, including Australia, tossed out hundreds of Russian diplomats in response to the attack. It was the single largest expulsion of diplomats since the Cold War. Since then, relations between Russia and the West have become further strained. Theresa May says the Novichok attack is part of a wider pattern of Russian bad behaviour.
They fomented conflict in the Donbass, illegally annexed Crimea, repeatedly violated the national airspace of several European countries, and mounted a sustained campaign of cyber espionage and election interference. They were behind a violent attempted coup in Montenegro, and a Russian-made missile launched from territory held by Russian-backed separatists brought down MH17.
The UK says it won't seek the extradition of the two men because Russia won't comply, but has issued a warning to the suspects.
Should either of these individuals ever again travel outside Russia, we will take every possible step to detain them, to extradite them, and to bring them to face justice here in the United Kingdom.
This is Linton Besser in London for AM.